Though Carroll County got a sprinkling on Saturday and has a possibility of rain on Tuesday, meteorologists with the National Weather Service say the county will remain in moderate drought conditions with a possibility of severe drought conditions.
Right now, I don't see any period of extended, not even really a period of extended normal rainfall. We got a chance the next couple of days, which could help at least to kind of stall things from getting worse. Might be able to produce a little bit of improvement, but we're really not looking at an extended period of wet weather over the next, really the next 10 days. And that's what we're going to need. We're going to need a good period of normal to above normal rainfall to really start to turn this around.
Matt Teen is a forecaster with the National Weather Service. The southeastern area of Carroll County around Whitesburg and northern Coweta County have already slipped into a severe drought condition. West Georgia area is currently 6 to 7 inches below normal for rainfall on the year. The Greater Harrelson Chamber coming up with a unique way to not only raise money for their organization, but also showcase many of the county's businesses. The chamber hosting the Grow Harrelson Community online auction starting on October 12th that offers items from many local businesses. Bidders from all over America will be able to log on to harrelsonauction.com and spend money.
So we did this for a couple of reasons. One is we want to make sure that our West Georgia businesses and our member businesses, well, really any business in West Georgia, has a chance to show off their products to a wide range of an audience. So we have folks certainly in the West Georgia area, Bremen, Tallapoosa, Carrollton, Villarica, Bowden, that bid and that look through the site. But we also have people from all across the country that look into this auction.
Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce President Eric McDonald was a guest on Friday's WLBB Community Voice program.
And a lot of times what you'll see happens is if the bidding gets to where, it's at a price where I don't think I want to buy that, but let me go see what else this company has to offer. And so they'll dig through and they'll start digging through their website. And so it's a really good way to showcase your business.
For more information about the Grow Harrelson Community online auction or the Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce, that interview can be found on newstalk1330.com. Several candidates for Carrollton City Council and Mayor speaking with politically active citizens on Saturday, both Mayor Walt Hollingsworth and Betty Kaysen presenting their platform to the Carroll County Republicans. Betty Kaysen says that she would like to see more technology-based jobs brought to the city because of the high wages that they offer.
But right now, according to the national average, your software companies are your booming business. And so I look at Carrollton and I think we have everything you need to locate a software company here. There's the average starting pay is about $114,000 according to the national average.
Mayor Hollingsworth says that many projects were completed during his first term, but he would like to see even more accomplished if reelected.
There's a few things I'd like to see get finished before I get gone. Just never seem to have enough time to get everything done you want to try to get done. And there's a few little items I'd like to finish up on and see through.
You can hear both Kaysen and Hollingsworth's entire platforms in a video that is posted to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. The Carroll County Mental Health Advocates honoring the county's top law enforcer on Saturday. The group recognizing Sheriff Terry Langley at the second annual fundraising masquerade ball. The CMHA thanked Langley for his tireless work, helping those in the criminal justice system with mental illness and addiction. Sheriff Langley accepting the award.
If a person's got a high blood pressure, if he's got heart disease, we talk about that. But if he's got a mental illness problem, we don't talk about it. And not talking about it is makes people not know what to do. In the end, basically, we all need each other. There's no doubt about it. We all need each other, and we need to be able to talk about things and get things done. So,
the Carroll County Mental Health Advocates announcing that they will honor local psychologist Fred Richards at their next masquerade ball on October 3rd, 2020. And hundreds of residents gathering in downtown Villarica on Saturday to enjoy some good local food. The Villarica Lions Club Taste of Villarica bringing nearly a dozen restaurants to the Mill Amphitheater. Local residents like Lisa were treated to nice weather, along with Good Eats.
It's a great way to get a feel for a restaurant you haven't tried before and see if you might want to go out to dinner there. It's really fun and a nice thing to do outside when it's finally starting to cool down a little bit.
Event goers were also treated to a variety of entertainment from local singers and dancers. I'm Luke Lukert.